Lauren Young here at Vikings OTAs with Eric Kendricks. Week 2 of OTAs. How are they going so far?
It's going good. You know, communication is going a little bit better than the first week, and starting to get comfortable out here, having a lot of fun, though.
So we were talking about the weather earlier. This, you said, is your ideal weather. It's a little bit chilly for me.
This is perfect football weather, you know. You got a little nice breeze coming through. Not too hot, not sweating too much, but couldn't ask for better weather right now.
Is there anything that you're working on in specific for these OTAs? I know you probably can't tell me too much, but anything in specific you're working on?
Me personally, I'm just trying to begin where I left off last year, you know, get the communication down with the safeties and the D linemen and start from there. You know, everything starts communication, and once we get that done, then we can play fast.
We've added a lot of great new faces to the defense. How are they adding to OTAs this year?
Oh, it's a great group of guys. You know, everyone's hungry. Everyone wants to win, and everyone's has the same mindset. So they're just adding on to what we had, and it's a great group.
Anyone in specific really impressing you?
I like E-Man. You know, he came from Cincinnati, I believe, and he's picked it up quickly. He's a great guy to have in the locker room, and he's hilarious.
Last year, you were the leading tackler on the defense. How are you looking to, in your year two, continue to assert yourself on the defense?
I'm just trying to build from last year. You know, last year I had a little bit of success, but it didn't mean nothing to me. And I want to win a championship overall. And as long as we do that as a team and keep building on the previous day of practice, we'll be fine.
So you're hosting the Sports International Football Camp at St. Thomas with Xavier. How excited are you to play with some of the youth out there?
Man, I'm super excited. Anytime I get a chance to come out here on this green grass and play a little bit of football, especially with the kids, it's always a good day. You know, I'm blessed.
When you were a little kid, did you live and die for those types of things?
I live and die for anything, you know, any sport, any time I was outside playing, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you're a kid, you have a little bit of worries, and you're just out there running around with everybody else.
Did you have any heroes growing up?
I had a lot of heroes, you know, definitely sports athletes, Derek Jeter, you know, Patrick Willis, you know, but Patrick, just a lot of people, you know, I've definitely had a lot of heroes growing up, for sure.
And I'm sure you're one of those kids' heroes. Any advice you have for young kids who may not be going to the camp but are watching this?
Man, work hard. Stay in school.
Awesome. Thank you so much.